Closest thing to crazy, a very Sunday morning tune that. Now, yesterday, were you in Crawley, the Memorial Gardens? They had a STEM in the Park, fantastic event, happens once a year. I popped along there, and this is what happens.
The Susie Sunday Brunch Show with Clive Hilton in the community.
Supporting local charities, events and social initiatives
that make a refreshing difference.
So it's STEM in the Park, we're in the Memorial Gardens here in Crawley, and with me now Lisa Wetton from the Hub, the STEM Hub. It's a fantastic event.
It certainly is. It's a great morning. We didn't let the weather dampen our STEM spirits. And as you can see, there's lots and lots of people here having a fun time learning all about STEM.
Fantastic. And of course, STEM being science,
technology
engineering,
and maths.
Least like maths. I like all the other bits. But that bus is fantastic, isn't it? A big double-decker bus. Lots of technology in there as well, including a robot that picks up red, yellow, green and puts it into the right slots. Fantastic.
Yeah, and it's all very clever. And bear in mind, there. So the STEM bus is new to Crawley in the Park this year. Previously, we've had the solar-powered car, which again is here today. But it's just an opportunity for young people to get on board this year and to learn about new technology that young people are helping to deliver.
And it's exciting. You see the kids running around and really engaging with technology. It's fantastic, isn't it?
It certainly is. And you know what we find as well is that it doesn't matter how old or how young you are to inspire somebody learning about STEM. And what's really nice about this great community event is that parents can see their young children learning about it and the fascination on their faces.
The sparking of imagination.
Exactly.
And big thank you to Crawley Borough Council for sponsoring it.
Yes, it's absolutely brilliant. We have Councillor Atif Nawaz here today. He is supporting STEM in the Park. Yes, they sponsor the event, but we also have great support from London Gatwick, who are also here today. Their engineering team have turned out, so you can go and learn about all the STEM jobs that you can do at the airport as well.
Thank you very much. Fantastic STEM event here in Crawley Memorial Gardens. And next year, we'll see you back here again. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you very much.
So it was great getting along to STEM in the Park yesterday. I really enjoyed talking to Lisa. Also, the big double-decker bus, they had this robot on there that could identify red block, green block, blue block and arrange them accordingly. Fantastic. If you want to see a picture of that, head to our website, susieradio.com. You'll see the story there, hear the interview and see these pictures, including this big dark tent. You can go inside, look up at the ceiling. They explain all of the planetary constellations and facts that you didn't know. For example, how many moons do you think Saturn has? It's more than four. In fact, it's more than 130 moons Saturn has. If you want the exact number, because I've forgotten, head to our website, it'll tell you there. Now, next week, we will be back at Crawley Memorial Gardens for Crawley Festival. On Saturday, we will be live between midday and 3 o'clock. Neil Monday and the team, I'll be joining as well. That's next Saturday from midday, live from Crawley Festival in Crawley Memorial Gardens. Right now, it's 25 minutes past 10.
Sometimes it's really
for support.
Ah, there's one more fact to share with you from STEM in the Park yesterday. Apparently, there is an app called Aurora Watch. So, of course, remember a couple of weeks ago we saw the Northern Lights here in the southeast of the UK. Well, apparently the sun goes through 11-year cycles, and so we're approaching the highest energy of the sun at the moment, where we should see more Northern Lights. So download the app, it's Aurora Watch, and then you will know exactly when to look up at the sky. There we go, STEM in the Park yesterday. What a great learning, not just for youngsters, but also for people like me too. Enjoyed that. We'll be back there next Saturday at the Crawley Festival.